Anyone on the crew, when we get in combat, can get scared. And they can talk it and say, I'm scared, I'm afraid to get hit, and so forth. But there's one person that can't do it. That's the commander, the pilot. He cannot afford to let anyone at any time see one grain of fear or resentment. And I knew that. I have heard my crew members, like the co-pilot was very intimate, you might say, with the others. The enlisted crew members, they weren't palsy-wowsy with me, but they would be with the co-pilot. I was the pilot. I was lieutenant, so I was skipper. But Smitty, you see, he was Smitty to them. And I've heard them say that he shows absolutely no fear whatsoever. Well, it was there, you know it was, but I could not, under any circumstances, show one speck of fear. And in a way, at 23 years old, I wasn't as scared as I got. Early in my missions, I wasn't as scared as I was on my 34th and 35th mission. But we always, when we get on board aircraft for a mission, we'd have a big camera. The purpose of it was, if you felt like taking any pictures of anything you thought was worthy of picture taking, take it. When you come back, they'd come pick the camera up and develop the film, whatever you put in, whatever you got. Well, I knew that taking pictures in the cockpit through the windshield or the side windows, thick glass, that it wouldn't give a very good picture, especially if it had some dirt on it. I slide in the window over and take pictures of flight, you know, or other airplanes. And they used to tell me that they like to put those cameras on board my aircraft because I brought them back such good pictures. But I'd slide those windows open, and the co-pilot would tell the crew, says, you wouldn't believe it, but the skipper's up here, says, we got this bulletproof glass up here to protect us for this flak, and the skipper's up here with the window open taking pictures of this flak up there. But that was early on. But later on, I kept those windows closed because I knew that that flak could, well, if it hits the airplane, like I say, every mission, you can always hear that stuff, you know, hit the metal. And you know you've gotten it, but you don't know where it hit. And get on the ground, and the first thing that the crew members do, they start going all over the airplane to find the holes.